With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin.
In the 10th minute, Cayman Islands took the lead. This ball toward the back line caused some difficulty for Turks and Caicos, and then the ball out from the goalkeeper straight to the path of Ishmael Jones, who still needed to finish it well, and certainly did, as he bent it into that far corner. Again, the ball out wasn't great, but he still had a lot to do and did it perfectly. And so Cayman Islands had the perfect start in the 10th minute.
Cayman's under-20s struck first in their CONCACAF qualifying opener thanks to a sharp right-footed finish from Ishmael Jones to put Cayman up 1-0 on Turks and Caicos. But the host battled back, scoring twice to take the match 2-1. Cayman returns to the pitch this afternoon as group play continues against St. Kitts and Nevis. Best of luck to Jones and the squad as they push for another strong performance. International rugby hits South Sound this weekend. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles with the details.
The Grant Thornton National Men's 15 Selects will host the University of Arkansas Razorbacks this Saturday in what's expected to be a high-intensity matchup. The Razorbacks bring serious pedigree. Founded in 1971, they're the oldest rugby club at the university, consistent contenders at the CRAA level, and currently ranked 18th in the national coaches poll. Cayman, meanwhile, is fired up for the challenge. Coach Ed Goff says the match is the perfect test as the squad prepares for international fixtures later this season, adding that the team is eager to show Arkansas what Cayman rugby is all about. Kickoff is set for 3 p.m. this Saturday at South Sound Rugby Headquarters. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Staying with rugby in domestic action, round three of the Doctors Hospital Alex Alexander Memorial Championship League delivered big scores. Advanced Fire Buccaneers powered past Dylan Eustis Cayman Storm 46-14, while Tradeview Markets Iguanas rolled to a 71-12 win over Queensgate Pigstrutters. Congratulations to the Doctors Hospital Player of the Day, James Prelot of the Buccaneers. And netball fans, get ready. Venus Netball Club is gearing up for a major community showdown this April. The club has announced its district netball tournament, welcoming teams from across the island in categories ranging from under 14 and under 18 to adult women, men, and mixed squads. The club's president, Bob McBean, tells us more.
You guys are having your district netball tournament coming up. You're launching that in April. What impact are you hoping it will have across the community?
The impact I was hoping to have is basically for everybody to unite, share the same passion, have fun, and show us each person what skills they have.
Okay, so you're welcoming teams from the under 14 all the way to adults, and of course mixed divisions as well. How important is that inclusivity to the club's mission?
Well, basically what it's doing is we welcome under 14, under 18 women, senior women, and male and mixed league. Basically we're trying to grow netball in Cayman Islands, you know, so start from the younger generation, you know, so they're the future. So we want to keep them involved in everything that we do, especially netball, because right now netball is really not a really big sport, so we just want to just make it lively again, you know.
I like that, and I like that you guys are taking it into the districts, because a lot of times the athletes can't come to you in Georgetown, so dispersing it into the different districts is going to be really good for them. That'll be very helpful. So for anyone interested in registering or supporting the event, what exactly should they know about the process, and what can they expect on game day?
Well, basically, you know, you can register to Venus Netball Club 345@gmail.com. Just basically, you know, bring your team, bring your skills. You know, if you have fire, bring your fire. You know, we just want to, everyone to have a good day. And basically, we bring it into the district because we want people to unite, you know. So maybe people live in East End, doesn't know about an East End. Basically, so if you come on one team, you don't speak to someone. When you're on one team, it basically unites, you know. It can go a far away, you know. You can have a lot of friendship built in that category.
Okay, awesome. What is this event on game day? What is it going to look like?
We have in first place, and we have trophies, we have medals, we have refreshments, you know. So it's going to be an energy day. It's not one day. It's more than one day. Based on the turnout we have, we're trying to go on Saturdays and Sundays based on the team that we get, you know. So each district can have more than one team to make it more exciting, you know. So it's going to be a day that, you know, we are going to remember, and we're trying to keep it, like, for every year based on the turnout we have. And the admission is free. So that makes it even better. So spectators don't pay anything. It's just that teams will pay $60 to register, and that would be more exciting, you know.
That's pretty good. Am I forgetting to ask you anything? Is there anything that you would like the public to know that maybe I've forgotten?
Basically, Venus is a new netball club, and we're just basically trying to bring back netball to Grand Cayman, to the Cayman Islands. We mostly focus on a younger generation, like I said before, and trying to get them look, you know, Cayman children and other nationalities to, you know, to come together to have fun and have friends and bring the unity back in netball.
Registration is just $60 per team, and all matches will be played at district netball courts. Admission for spectators is free. Teams looking to sign up or get more details can contact the Venus Netball Club directly. That's it for local sports for this evening. I'm Dionne Anglin.